Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. Man, I always get excited to do these with you. And that means I'm just really thankful that you are here and you show up every single Wednesday when I release a new episode. Today, it's about tormenting thoughts. This is something that I work extensively with my coaching clients with because we just get these random thoughts sometimes. Like, where did that thought come from? Why do I think like this? Have you ever asked yourself those questions? Well, today in this episode, we're just going to briefly talk about like how our thought pattern is formed, where do we get the influence of these thoughts, and then of course, the three tips of really laying a foundational piece for you to start breaking through in these tormenting thought patterns. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. I was recently working with a group of women, and some of them are my coaching clients, and we were talking about this idea of receiving kindness, like being able to receive a gift. And what we learned in working with each other, in me asking questions, is how hard it is for us to receive gifts. So whenever we receive something, we often will then torment ourselves thinking, I don't deserve it. They only did that for me because they wanted something in return. I think tormenting thought patterns look different for everybody in different situations. And that's just one example of how my coaching clients just kind of start to form this pattern, this belief of, I can't receive this because I don't deserve it and I'm not good enough. And then it spirals into they're just lying to me and they want something in return to then if they don't compliment, then I just must not be good enough because they're not saying anything. And then it just keeps going around and around. And like I said, that's just one example. And so when I'm working with my coaching clients, one of the first things we really kind of identify if that's the area that they want to start working on is we have to kind of figure out where these thought patterns come from, where they came from, how they're formed. And basically, I just want us to think of over time, we have repetitive thoughts and coupled with that is emotional responses and contribute to the establishment of a cognitive bias and automatic reaction. So if we're dealing with something or we come into a situation, for example, we will have a cognitive bias toward it. We all have biases because we don't see the whole picture like God does. God does not have favorites and he does not have a bias, okay? We do though, because we come in with a thought, a pattern about it, a belief about it, and we respond accordingly. That's why all of us can see the same thing and do the same thing, but all come out with a different bias or thought pattern or belief about it. And that creates automatic reactions. So the most basic way is that an event occurs. You create a thought about it. Basically, what does this mean to you? And then it develops whether you continue to feed it or based on how you feed it. So a thought pattern is formed through repetition. And in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I do a deep dive into thoughts and emotions and feelings and reactions. And you can go to jessicahoddle.com/shop for that. But then we have to think about, okay, well, how do we get these influenced? Like, how do we actually start to develop certain thought processes? And a lot of them are known as cognitive patterns, and there's a combination of different things. They really shape and develop or shape and interpret, I should say, the world around us, here are some kind of key factors into this of what really influences day to day. The first one is genetics. Genetics play a role in shaping cognitive tendencies, meaning there's a lot of discussion on predisposed to certain cognitive patterns due to their genetic makeup and how we access them or turn them on or turn them off. We can think about early childhood experiences, meaning how you were raised. A lot of our development obviously happens early on, our beliefs and our patterns and our habits, and like watching our caregivers and how they take care of us or don't take care of us, family dynamics, all of that contributes to the influence of our thoughts, especially thought patterns. And this can be the tormenting thought patterns as well. We can see it through social and cultural influences, depending on how you were raised. You know, traumatic experiences can significantly impact our thought patterns, especially negative events. Those that are emotionally distressing can lead to really the development of the negative or maladaptive thought patterns. And that would be such as the cognitive biases or the distorted thinking. Another way is through repetition and reinforcement, right? So repetition of certain thoughts or behaviors can reinforce neural pathways in the brain, and that will make it more likely for those patterns to become ingrained. We get these thought patterns through modeling and imitation. So observing, imitating the behavior and patterns of others, especially influential figures. Think about this: parents, grandparents, peers, certain role models. We become and think like those that we spend time reading, listening to, or we are around. Then, of course, we can think of personal interpretations of the event, and coping mechanisms is another way. The strategies that we use to cope with stress, challenges, and emotions that shape our patterns. So when I'm working with my coaching clients, we have to kind of look at, this isn't just like one thing, right? We're looking at the person as a whole. Like, I'm looking at you, if you are my coaching client, like I'm looking at you as a whole. Like, what's happened? What's going on? What are you going through right now? How is what you've gone through impacted what you're going through? And where is it that you want to go? Especially dealing with your thoughts. So now let's just kind of briefly talk about how we begin to break through. How do we begin to break the cycle of a tormenting thought pattern? So I'm going to do 3 tips and 2 bonus ones. The first thing is really awareness and mindfulness. And I'm sure you've heard this before, but we just got to become aware of what we're thinking about. And that's probably sometimes one of the hardest things, to practice mindfulness, observing your thoughts without judgment. Like, don't condemn yourself for having a thought that you're like, where did that come from? Why am I thinking like that? But to really just kind of stay curious about our thoughts. I always say that whatever it is that we are healing with the Lord from, it's always an invitation. It's always an invitation to get curious. Like, God, why do I think like this? Right? God, like, I want to renew and change and transform my mind. I want to untangle my thoughts around this particular event to make it look more like you. So I'm going to get curious about it. So we want to create space between ourselves and the thoughts. And that kind of allows it for more of an objective perspective. Then we can think of engaging in cognitive restructuring. And so some of these, you're going to have to work with your therapist, or you can work with me as your Christian mental health coach, because I do board certified biblical counsel, but really the mental health coach. So some of this you have to just process through with somebody. So your therapist, your pastor, whoever it is, I can be your coach, but identify and challenge negative or distorted thoughts. You want to ask yourself if there is evidence supporting these thoughts and if there are alternate, more balanced perspectives. You know, a great example of this that I do with my coaching clients is I always give them the other side. So a lot of times we go to the negative, you know, we look at God as transactional. My prayers aren't working. Why do I keep doing this? So then I come in and I try to give them a different perspective from a God perspective, or maybe the person that they're praying for, different perspective, because we get so focused on that thought pattern, right? That we don't tend to interject. So if I can come in and interject a different story, that can give you a more balanced perspective. So we want to replace those irrational or harmful thoughts with more realistic and positive ones. And this over time helps rewire the brain, awakening the grip of those really tormenting thought patterns. Third one, well, three and four can kind of be combined, but prayer and surrender, and then immersing yourself in the Word of God. It's both and here, okay? I am not about, okay, here's my feelings and here's God. No, it is Scripture tells us that we are set free, that we are to renew our minds, but that doesn't mean that we just pray everything away. Like, praying it away does not happen. We have an active part to play in the anxious feelings that we have, in the stress that we have in our daily lives, in the things that we're going through. So we seek strength and guidance from God because we get to place our burdens, we get to acknowledge our struggles, and surrender this to Him. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 encourages believers to present their anxieties to God in prayer, trusting in His peace that surpasses all understanding. Now, if you are trying to rework these thought patterns, and this is, again, something that is so important for me in working with my coaching clients, is if you cannot trust God, that is the starting point. Why? What's going on there? So then we want to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Meditate, have the Word of God in our heart, be able to quote certain passages of Scripture for when these thoughts do come. Because a lot of this, it's going to take repetition to rewire, just as much as that repetition it took to create. So then we want to really think about that principle of renewing our mind, where Romans 12 talks about it. We want to transform our thinking by aligning it with God's will. But to know God's will, we have to know God's character. We have to read about Him. Like, what is His will for us? The Word of God, it has transformative power to reshape our thought patterns through the Holy Spirit because of Jesus. So whatever we learn, we must practice to change any kind of thought pattern. So we want awareness and mindfulness. We want to engage in cognitive restructuring. We want prayer and surrender. We want to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. We want to embrace the biblical principle of renewing our mind. Again, this is not, like, you're not going to be able to just pray away tormenting thoughts, especially if these patterns are ingrained and you've been having these patterns for a long time. We are given chances every day and moment to moment to change the direction of our thoughts or move our bodies in a different direction that it has been going. Friend, it takes time and practice and a lot of patience. And this is where I love focusing in my coaching practice, is a lot of that cognitive behavioral coaching, because the way we think and what we think is so important. And you can learn more about coaching with me at jessicahuddle.com/heal. If you want one-on-one coaching, you can email me, jessica@jessicahuddle.com, and we can talk about that. But really, these are important steps to breaking through foundational pieces. But we just have to be willing to be an active participant with God. I know having these particular thought patterns are probably frustrating and they're overwhelming. And I just want you to take a deep breath and know, if you ingrained your brain to think one way, you can reframe it to think another way by the grace of God and through Jesus. I'm with you. I'm here for you. And as always, challenge the way you think to change the way you live.